1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. A state of emergency in eastern Kentucky after a CSX freight train derailed. 16 cars off the tracks and molten sulfur spilled and burning. Hundreds had to be evacuated, including Evelyn Gray.
As soon as he opened the back door to come in, the chemical hit me and I had a real bad asthma attack.
Gray staying at a shelter. A ceasefire in Gaza and hostage prisoner release has been delayed until tomorrow. An Israeli official tells ABC News there is no danger of the deal falling apart. The FBI now saying that car that smashed into a checkpoint that exploded in flames at U.S.-Canada border crossing near Niagara Falls was not an act of terrorism. Nevertheless, New York City is stepping up security around today's Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. The move was prompted both by the violence in the Middle East and the explosion at the U.S.-Canadian border. This is ABC News. 60 years after the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, a former Secret Service agent still dealing with the guilt.
Hundreds gathered to remember the day in 1963 when the president was killed. For others, the memories are more personal.
It was not a nice day.
Former Secret Service agent Mike Howard had a bad feeling the day that Kennedy arrived.
Told him not to get in the open car. Tried to get him to ride in a closed car.
6 decades later, Howard says he still feels regret.
I could have done something. Well, we didn't.
At 92, Mike Howard is still a reserve police officer, one of the oldest in Texas. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The National Park Service looking for a possible arsonist after a blaze started in the Great Smoky Mountains. 2 fires were started on Monday. A high school baseball player in Georgia in a coma after an accident at practice. The senior at Gainesville High School hit in the head by a bat during batting practice. He's in stable condition. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan, Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Flags across Wisconsin are lowered to honor the victims of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, which happened 2 years ago Wednesday. 6 people were killed and 60 others were injured. A permanent memorial was dedicated in Waukesha on Tuesday. Wisconsin deer hunters registered more than 92,000 deer over the opening weekend of the gun season. That's a 16% drop from last year and 10% lower than the 5-year average. Jeff Pritzel is with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
That wasn't unexpected because of comparing last year. We had snow cover. We didn't this year. And so we kind of anticipated we wouldn't hit last year's opening weekend marks.
It was one of the safest opening weekends on record. Only 2 people were injured by gunshots. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks can't stop the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks came up short in Boston, losing to the Celtics 119-116. That snapped the Bucks' 5-game winning streak. Giannis Antetokounmpo says they've got to do a better job defending against the 3-point shots.
We just got to be better. Got to better the one shoot a lot of threes. They get comfortable by shooting threes. They play well when they shoot threes. And then they're able to break down your defense and drive the ball, get in the paint, and then drive, kick it out for another three.
And NFL, the Packers placed two players on injured reserve. Rookie tight end Luke Musgrave suffered a lacerated kidney in their win over the Chargers on Sunday. Running back Emmanuel Wilson also on IR with a dislocated shoulder. College football, the Badgers getting ready to face Minnesota. Wisconsin coming off that overtime win against Nebraska. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Most importantly, that when we walked back in here on Sunday, we knew what it was about. You know, we're the most prepared team.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. High of 29 today, under mainly sunny skies, northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies, tonight, 12. Tomorrow, highs around 28. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 27.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
AUK.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Welcome back at 7:06 on Up North News Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network on this Monday, November 13th. I'm Pat Breitlove. Selena Heller is here. Greg Bach is here from Waukesha. Kristen Lyerly will be joining us at the bottom of the hour, along with a colleague, a fellow OBGYN from Ohio. And that's because some folks are finding new ways to cheat. And I'm basically talking about conservative politicians, extremists who are looking for ways now to act beyond the Constitution to try to restrict women's health care rights. The voters, you know, spoke with a loud and clear voice in Ohio last week, enshrining women's health protections in an amendment to the state constitution. And yet within days, certain politicians were talking about ways to prevent courts from interpreting that amendment, basically trying to get it so they could ignore part of the Ohio Constitution. So we will talk to Amy Burkett about that coming up in just a bit. If you'd like to reach us, our phone number here is 844-967-2789. You can call that number or text it. You can also use it quickly from the Civic Media app. You'll want to download that if you don't have it already, so you can listen to stations all across the network and the different shows that we have on at different times of day. You can email us, radio at upnorthnewswi.com. And again, upnorthnewswi.com is our homepage for Up North News, a separate entity from Civic Media, but very happy to be part of your mornings here, 5 mornings a week for the Up North News team, which includes Selena Heller, who joins us from the Eau Claire area as well. Selena, for the weekend, you said you went to Mall of America.
Yes, we had a fun little excursion over to the Mall of America. It's about an hour and a half from us, so it's not too far. It's a nice day drive, and we went to the Crayola Experience, and that was so fun. Never been to that before, so...
I've been to the Lego experience there, but I've never been to the Crayola experience. Greg's just smiling like, what is this Mall of America thing, which is 1,000 miles away from Waukesha, but you know,
I love Lego, so I'll go anywhere for it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You are. But yeah, so
they can make their own crayons and name them. And it was so cool.
Oh, good. So you really like that then?
Mm-hmm. I would recommend.
Did you like it? But how about your daughter? I mean,
yes, she loved it.
It wasn't just like, I can turn her loose for a while and go do some shopping. So you,
you you pick out a color, a crayon, and then you can type in a name, and then you get a label, and then you put a label on it. So you have your very own crayon with whatever you name it. And then you get a crayon and you melt it into a mold. You can pick a mold. So she, of course, she has a cat crayon. And I mean, there's all sorts of fun things.
Well, that reminds me, speaking of the cat, Whiskers, who is often on camera, but the one time I want to talk about whiskers, nowhere to be found. But speaking of whiskers, was it Kristen who made the comparison that when Whiskers was on screen there just now, looks, is pretty much a dead ringer, that Greg Bach's beard apparently has a sibling in Eau Claire. Who knew, right?
Just as gray. Just as gray.
Gray, soft, luxurious. It's just... So Greg's describing his beard care routine during the break here, which
I said Whiskers was soft and silky because he just had a bath, and asked Greg if his beard was soft and silky too.
And of course he's like, well, but of course
it's very silky. It's smooth. So smooth.
Which I wouldn't bring up if the beard and the cat weren't actually dead ringers for each other. But
okay. Now you just took the compliment away.
But of course, once again, I feel like I'm quoting from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That damn cat, you know, is not not on screen the one time he actually wanted to. It really does. It come when you call.
Uh-huh. Oh, my. Okay. Yes.
That so does my funny. Beard. It's weird. I just.
Hey, we missed an important note on this day in history, and it comes our way from Roger as I cover up Greg with the Facebook comment here. What is the role of November 13th in history? And I should have had you just play this. Maybe we'll play the clip later on. It says here, on November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right, but he also knew that someday he would return to her. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his friend, Oscar Madison. And So begins The Odd Couple.
You know, really quick about The Odd Couple, that a lot of people don't know, it kind of went under the radar, and it was really good. There was a reboot of the TV show with Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon from The State. I mean, and it was really good. And as much as we love Matthew Perry as Chandler, he was born to play Oscar Madison.
Mm. I wish I'd have watched it more.
Yeah, it's on Paramount. It's on the Paramount Plus if you have it.
Okay.
I got to be a pigeon sister. We did the play here, and I just loved watching all the boys do their parts. But the pigeon sisters were fun.
Very nice. Selena's working on several stories for Up North News for us this week. Every week. I mean, that's part of the job. Oh, look who showed up. The cat is here. So now the folks watching on Facebook are like, oh, yeah, totally get it now. All right. So now when I see Greg, I can just go, hello, kitty. So,
I'm going to call HR real quick.
So with Veterans Day over the weekend, Selena, we let folks know about the veterans homes that you have in Wisconsin. What kind of background are you giving?
Yes, there are 3 veterans homes in the state of Wisconsin taking care of our nation's heroes. There are about 1,000 spots for all those veterans, and they have wait lists, of course. Everybody wants to get into those, and they're hard to get into, but if you're lucky enough, they have wonderful care. One is in Chippewa Falls, one is in King, and one is in Union Grove. So they all kind of have some neat amenities and some like barbershops and all sorts of different things that veterans can hopefully take advantage of while living there and getting care there for kind of their last days.
Yeah, the Chippewa Falls one is the newest one, and it was one of the last things I was working on in the legislature. But let's be clear, the person spearheading that was my predecessor, Dave Zien, who has been absolutely, you know, tireless. He and I don't agree. Passionate. We don't agree on a lot of things politically, but nobody matches him. Nobody exceeds him in veterans care and helping get that veterans home in Chippewa Falls put up. So it was
my good dad was there. So was he? I spent a lot of time there. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. And then we're going to get to a couple of more in just a moment here. But first, I want to let you know that Christina Laurie is normally here on Tuesdays to talk about what she's preparing for the Up North News daily newsletter. So this would be a good time to tell you what's in today's. One of her articles is about, you know, what is Wisconsin's most iconic food? You know, is it brats? Is it beer? Is it Kringle? Is it cream puffs? And all about how the Food Network editors are trying to come up with a defining dish from every state. There's also an article about how the DNR is asking deer hunters to avoid setting up deer stands against ash trees. because the emerald ash borer has infected and weakened many of those trees. And, you know, I'm sure most folks wouldn't be surprised to hear that many of the injuries that happen to hunters happen because of deer stands. And so you want to, mm-hmm. you want to avoid the ash trees for that reason. There's also an article today about 50 classics from almost everyone's high school reading list. And then finally, and this touches on, you know, what we will talk about in our next half hour, what would a Wisconsin free from severe restrictions on women's healthcare choices look like? It comes back to a discussion we had on the radio a week ago today as Democratic lawmakers introduced a package of bills to remove abortion care limits that have been imposed by Republicans. Now, again, the bills aren't going to pass, you know, anytime soon, but it's important that folks around Wisconsin see what the state could look like if women were free to make their own decisions about their health care. Conversely, you have that Ohio constitutional amendment that conservatives are now trying to work their way around, and we'll have coverage of that with Kristen Lyerly and Dr. Amy Burkett from Ohio coming up in just a bit. First, it's time to tell you that the forecast from meteorologist from the meteorologist at Weatherology are coming up in just a sec here, but I wanted to get those 7 o'clock temperatures and bring them up for you. There we go. Lake Wissota is at 36 right now. Hayward is 39. Park Falls, 36. Wausau is at 39. Green Bay, 41. La Crosse is 35. Wisconsin Rapids, 38 degrees right now. Oshkosh, 42. Madison, 43. And Waukesha, 41. There we go. Now, here's Jennifer Fuchitsky from Weatherology to tell us more about a very good-looking day today. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning, and it really is a pretty decent looking day today, and actually a pretty calm forecast throughout the week with not too much movement until the end of the work week. Sunshine across the board today and above average temperatures, as well as a warm front pushes through. Most of the state should be in the 40s, but mid to upper 50s expected for all the listening areas today. Tuesday, sunny for southern Wisconsin, a bit more cloud cover, partial sunshine from Oshkosh through central and west central Wisconsin. Temperatures pretty similar to today, mid to upper 50s, around 60 degrees as the high pressure system settles in. Wednesday, sunny for all, looks like a little warmer for some, low to mid 60s from Richland Center through Madison and over towards Milwaukee, and then still mid to upper 50s, Amory through Wausau and over towards Oshkosh. Thursday looks like cloudy or becoming mostly cloudy for everyone. Temperatures once again fairly similar to Wednesday. Then by Friday to round out the work week, sunshine expected for all, but a little cooler as a cold front pushes through. Upper 40s to low 50s expected for southern Wisconsin, still slightly above average for those locations. And then mid to low 40s from Oshkosh northward, which will actually be more of an average forecast for this time of the year.
All right, Jennifer, I love hearing all the sunshine in there. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.
Let's check some sports at 7:17. Packers lost in Pittsburgh 23-19. The Packers dropped to 3-6 on the season, and they have dropped 5 out of 6 since starting the season, 2-1. Packers will next play at Lambeau Sunday at noon against the LA Chargers. The Bucks are in Chicago tonight to take on the Bulls. They have a 2-game losing streak going after losing Saturday in Orlando. It's also their second game without Damian Lillard, who has a sore left calf. You can hear those Bucks games on several stations around the Civic Media Radio Network. They include WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, Oshkosh Air Support, Lake Air in Amory, WRJN in Racine, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, and 98Q Country in Park Falls. Badger football team lost at home 24-10 to Northwestern. That's now 3 straight losses, and they are at Camp Randall again this coming Saturday to take on Nebraska. Selena Heller is with us, and we'll talk more about the stories that she's putting together for us at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, in just over 60 seconds. Wherever you're listening across the state on this sunny here on the lake Monday morning, when you're here, you're up north. Back in a sec.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
K.
It's a Monday morning. This is Up North News Radio. It is 7:20. Pat Kreitler here in Chippewa Falls. Selena Heller in Eau Claire. Greg Bach is bebopping for Little Prince down in Waukesha right now. And across Wisconsin, you're going to see the unofficial state flag being flown throughout the course of the week when you see hunters hanging out their blaze orange hunting gear to get it aired out and sent free before the deer hunting season starts. And Selena, that gun deer season gets started. Can't believe it's already coming this Saturday, right?
Oh my gosh, yes, bright and early. You know, I got to get out there. Yeah. I've hunted in lots of years. So, you know, my brothers make me walk through the woods and there's known to be bears.
Yes.
So to get to my spot in the dark, and I'm like, can't you just like drive me on the like ATV or something like that? Nope, I have to walk through a hill and whatever in the dark, and I don't like it.
Brothers are the worst.
Yeah, that's basically the bottom line.
Greg's not even gonna try. It's like yep,
especially when there's a baby brother. Oh, we are the absolute worst.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Mine are both older.
my experience is also similar, just in driving, helping to drive deer. But as I've mentioned before, when you're doing that part, the driving, you're walking, and of course then you're not necessarily, you don't want to be noisy, but you don't have to be like, completely silent. But once that drive is done, and if you're just sitting someplace, you have to be quiet. I don't know if we've met, but I'm not very good at the quiet part of that.
Just halfway through Hunji, he's just like, have you seen The Breakfast Club? It's a great movie.
I don't even know what I would say or talk about, but at some point, Dad walked me over to the pickup truck and turned on the radio and said, here, just sit in here, listen to the radio, which I loved because being such a radio head at the time, I was just like, yeah, I can tune in all these stations and listen to what's going on. And I hear a pow pow. Something must be going on out there. So not all of us born to hunt. We may be very supportive of hunting, and trust me, we are, but it's not for everybody. So Selena, so at no point you don't have I got my one deer, with a mercury tracer, but but not one by hunting.
My first deer I ever pulled the trigger on, I hit, and it was a buck running with two does, and I aimed at the buck and I hit it. I don't know how.
Wow.
Like, miraculous. I have no idea. My brothers came out of the woods and they're like, who got this? And I'm like, me.
Right. And they're right away suspicious. Like, nope, I'm pretty sure there was a shooter on the grassy knoll over here.
No, I did.
Still fighting to get credit for it. Another story that you're putting together and a project called Heart Spirits, and its tie-in to the ongoing effort to call more attention to the plight of missing and murdered Indigenous women. Tell us more about that.
Yes, we have a problem in this state, and so much so that the state created a task force missing and murdered Indigenous women. And so a lot of people have just gone missing. They're abducted, trafficked. So students are even getting involved, which is kind of a neat thing, a neat project they're doing to bring awareness to the problem called heart spirits, and that's in Black River Falls. And they've invited legislators, elders, tribal elders, and a lot of people to the school, and they make a heart, a clay heart, and then display them in the school, one for each missing and murdered person in Wisconsin, and then they pay special attention to the Indigenous women, and then they give the hearts to families in the spring when they have a powwow. So it's kind of a neat whole process, and they get a lot of people involved, and they involve a lot of the Native American students who are in the school district as part of the project, really pay special attention to the culture and awareness of that whole situation.
Yeah, I mean, you've got cultural issues that are at play there, as well as different law enforcement jurisdictions, which might make, right, you know, a case very much more difficult to work on. And so right now it really is at a point of trying to call more attention to the problem before you can truly fight the problem, is make more people aware that it exists and that, you know, your help may be necessary.
Right. And you mentioned the jurisdiction, because, you know, the sovereignty issues and municipal law enforcement don't know where their boundaries are, and the tribal law enforcement, they have their own entities too. So they don't know, okay, where it happened here and can I go here? So there's a lot of confusion.
Mm-hmm. So look for that story on our website as well. And then National Signing Day for high school athletes. This one, I think it's great. These student athletes, they work really hard. And I imagine these high school students being recruited and then they're signing letters of intent. That didn't happen to somebody like me. It was more like, in hindsight, there should have been a letter of intent that I signed with, you know, Shenanigans on Water Street. Like, okay, I'm going to college and I'll be frequenting your establishment rather than, say, the football team or something.
Today we signed Patty Shenanigans.
Well, it started with Trader and Trapper, but that's not there anymore. So then it was Shenanigans.
If there was like a radio show signing, maybe that could be for you.
That would have been great. Yeah, WUEC in Eau Claire is proud to announce that this idiot from Apple Valley is going to be working with us now. No, what tell us about the actual purpose of National Signing Day for the athletes.
Well, you know, it's become a big celebrated day. It never used to be, but, you know, you put a TV camera in front of these high school kids and make some backdrops and your colors of your new college and balloons. And it's become a kind of a big deal for all these kids that have been, you know, deciding where to go to college, where they're going to play baseball. So this signing day was excluded football and basketball. So for the other sports, and, you know, they don't have to sign on this day, but many do to, you know, get the pomp and circumstance of it all. But they haven't until August 1st. To sign. This is the signing period, but, you know, for parents and the kids, it's a big deal. And it's, you know, just a fun day to, you know, have them say what they're going to do, and they get to play after high school.
All right. I don't know why you're putting the ball on the tee for Greg to rip into me for being an old man, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. You know, back in my day, we didn't have letters of intent. We also didn't have gender reveals, and prom was done in the gym. It wasn't $1,000 affair with everything. And training camp for the NFL, you used to just go to camp. Now it's a big production, the NFL. Everything has to be a production.
Are you done, Grandpa?
There we go. That's what I was waiting for. Okay. I feel better.
Is Grandpa Pat, did he get out again?
These are nice achievements. It's just that everything is an event now.
This is more for the parents, though. Like, kids don't want this stuff. Parents want this stuff. They want the attention. The kids don't care.
Yeah,
they might.
I don't think as much as the parents do.
Yeah.
Kids playing in college like that.
Hey, if it involves a scholarship and you're saving some serious money on
tuition,
then
that's good.
Yeah, then that works. Definitely works in their favor. So Selena's got these stories and more. Check us out over at upnorthnewswi.com and her visits here on Monday mornings. Thank you, Selena. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you a little later today.
You too. All right. See you later.
See ya. Now, when we come back, we're going to turn back to the more serious discussion of voters in more than half a dozen states have already made clear that they are not going to stand for abortion bans, and they are going to constitutionally protect a woman's right to her reproductive health care. And yet, just days after the Ohio amendment passed, conservatives are talking about ways to cheat and get around it. So we'll talk to an OBGYN from Ohio, joining Dr. Kristen Lyerly next. You're up north.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. A state of emergency in eastern Kentucky after a CSX freight train derailed. 16 cars off the tracks and molten sulfur spilled and burning. Hundreds had to be evacuated, including Evelyn Gray.
As soon as he opened the back door to come in, the chemical hit me and I had a real bad asthma attack.
Gray staying at a shelter. A ceasefire in Gaza and hostage prisoner release has been delayed until tomorrow. An Israeli official tells ABC News there is no danger of the deal falling apart. The FBI now saying that car that smashed into a checkpoint that exploded in flames at U.S.-Canada border crossing near Niagara Falls was not an act of terrorism. Nevertheless, New York City is stepping up security around today's Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. The move was prompted both by the violence in the Middle East and the explosion at the U.S.-Canadian border. This is ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers has pardoned another 82 people, mostly for low-level drug offenses or minor theft. Evers has now pardoned over 1,100 people in his time in office. That's significantly more pardons than any other governor in state history. About a third of those pardoned Wednesday were convicted of possessing or selling marijuana. Felons are eligible for a pardon 5 years after the end of their criminal sentence and cannot have any pending criminal charges or be registered sex offenders. Wisconsin officials are confirming the latest case of bird flu in the state. The Department of Agriculture says more than 51,000 chickens at a poultry farm in Trempealeau County were euthanized to contain the virus. Five birds were infected in a backyard in Taylor County earlier this year. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast. High of 29 today, under mainly sunny skies, northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies, tonight, 12. Tomorrow, highs around 28. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 26.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
AdoptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Terry Bell joining us with three things you need to know to start the week. We're visited, we visit once again now with Dr. Kristen Lyerly and also Dr. Amy Burkett from Ohio for reasons we've discussed earlier. What's happening in Ohio just days after a constitutional amendment passed. Dr. Amy, good morning. And first off, congratulations for as long as it lasted.
Good morning, and thank you so much. It is still a victory despite what's going through the news cycle.
Well, yes, let's dwell on that for a second. What did you think of the result when you saw the numbers?
We were right where we thought we were going to be. I would have really liked to have been over 60%, not going to lie. I would have liked to have shown them that even though we defeated the August add-on election, it would have been really nice to have that in our pocket too. But we were right where we thought we were going to be. We were right where the polling had shown post-Dobbs. I'm just so proud and honored that Ohioans stood with the doctors and said, no, we are not going to let you take away our reproductive rights. We don't care how gerrymandered we are. We don't care who is in, you know, the legislature in Columbus. We want our reproductive rights protected, and we're willing to go to the polls and put it in our Constitution to do so.
Which you would think, you know, the Constitution, there it is. It's the ultimate law of the land. And yet, after the vote on Friday, the state Republican Party in Ohio unveiled a new tactic trying to stop the courts from allowing the new amendment to take effect. In a press release, they said, to prevent mischief by pro-abortion courts with issue one, Ohio legislators will consider removing jurisdiction from the judiciary over this ambiguous ballot initiative. The Ohio legislature alone will consider what, if any, modifications to make to existing law based on public hearings and input from legal experts on both sides. And that's a very long way of saying we're going to cheat. We don't care about democracy. But I especially love this line, Dr. Amy, removing jurisdiction from the judiciary, as if you can just do that to a co-equal branch of government.
There are some creative things going on in Columbus. It's some of it's just, you know, trying to rattle up their base and trying to give them some sort of thought that maybe they can sort of go around and get the things the way they want it, despite the fact of what the clearly majority of people want in Ohio. So I think it's interesting that in Ohio, we are going to take it right to the Supreme Court because they know that that's where we're going to go because the legislature is not an option. In Michigan, they're sort of where they have the legislature, they're saying, okay, you know what, we're going to sue and say this is unconstitutional under the U.S. Constitution because they don't have control in Michigan. So two different approaches to two different legislatures and who's in control. It's been some very interesting political scrambling in my little ACOG district, my little world.
They're throwing whatever they can at the wall just to see what's going to stick. And I think one of the most interesting things that we've seen is that Republicans like Nikki Haley and Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman of the Republican Party, are trying to take a moderate stance. And they're saying things like, let the people choose, which is what we saw in Ohio and in other red states like Kansas, Kentucky, and Montana. Seven states have had ballot initiatives like this where we've seen these kinds of outcomes. The people have overwhelmingly stood up for the right to make their own healthcare decisions, stood up for abortion access. 11 more ballot initiatives are coming in 2024. Yep. That is the voice of the people. And we know that for Democrats, this is a winning issue. But for us and for our patients and for their families, this isn't an issue. This is about freedom. It's about having the freedom to make our most personal healthcare decisions without political interference. That's what the people want. And that's what we saw in Ohio.
100%. And we saw that in other states too. Look at what Virginia did. Virginia, you know, they tried to sell this idea of 15 weeks as a like middle ground. And people were like, absolutely not. We do not want a middle ground. We want what the doctors say is right. And not only did they keep control, I believe, in the Senate, but they took over their house. In Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court there was up, and the gentleman who won ran on a platform of reproductive rights, and he said, I will protect these. People have come out and said, we used to not vote on this, but it's very clear if we don't, we're going to lose it, and we're not going to have that anymore.
Couldn't agree more.
Looking at some of the other states as well, we have in Kansas, which kind of started this all with voters saying, no, 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 this is about our freedom. And yet, despite voters overwhelmingly deciding to keep abortion rights in the state constitution, the legislature there is still trying to pass laws that would restrict abortion access. And then there's a little place called Wisconsin, where after, again, a new state Supreme Court justice was elected with an overwhelming majority, the talk immediately turned, Kristen, toward impeaching Janet Protasiewicz. Again, no different than the referendum. They're trying to overturn the will of the voters.
Mm-hmm. Right. And here in Wisconsin, we don't have the option of a ballot initiative like this. So all we can do in Wisconsin is elect Democrats. And I intentionally say Democrats, because the Republicans, as much as they like to talk about freedom, have clearly been actively working to take away our freedoms here in Wisconsin for years with all of these little trap laws and barriers and restrictions. So there is, in Wisconsin, no other way out of this besides electing Democrats.
Amy, the partisan part of it, you know, those are strong words from Kristen, but deservedly so, not just because of what politicians try to appear moderate and then they're not when they get elected, but U.S. Supreme Court justices themselves, essentially that conservative majority has perjured themselves by saying during their confirmation hearings that Roe v. Wade was settled law, and because of stare decisis, there was no real reason to go back until, of course, they had the votes. And so, I mean, that is the ultimate bad faith argument. And I've got to think now with this news in Ohio, if there was going to be any faith or trust in respecting the will of the voters, it probably disappeared on Friday.
100%. I think that as soon as we started to hear them coming out with ways to go around the will of the people clearly spoke, despite how much misinformation and outright lies were out there. The people have clearly said, we read the amendment. We know what it says. We know what you put in that summary that's not true. And we're voting for our reproductive rights. And so now they said, well, we only want to hear from the people if the people let us be in charge and let us run the show. So I think that hopefully we will continue to see that awakening in 2024 and start to see our legislature swing the other way where it belongs and brings a voice back to the people in Columbus.
How many different ways do the people have to say this is what we want in Ohio? I mean, they have said it in the Republicans have been obfuscating in so many different ways. I mean, look at what happened with the previous election where they tried to change the rules to the game. And then they summarized what is a pretty easy to read amendment in a very partisan and non-objective way. There have been all of these different ways that they've tried to fool the people into voting against their own best interests.
Yeah, I think that they, there's this, like you said, this throwing things at the wall to see what will stick, and nothing is sticking right now. They cannot fool the people anymore. They took away Roe, which a lot of people saw as the backstop. They said, okay, they do these little trap laws, these little restrictions. The docs say that's not good, but you know, I still have some access in my state. And when you stripped that and people lived under 12 weeks of no abortion access, and they were worried about their health and safety of their daughters, their nieces, their wives, their grandchildren, people changed and people have realized that if they don't vote on this, it's going to get taken away from them. And I really hope to see the momentum we have built for this in 2023 carry through to 2024, where we put people up and say, if you're not going to protect our rights, our basic rights to evidence-based medicine, we are not voting for you. We will find a new candidate. We will find a new representative who speaks our voice.
I want to jump on that issue of the ballot summary that Republicans wrote. And as noted in news reports, it's longer than the actual amendment, as you said. And it, for example, the amendment guarantees the right of a person to continue their pregnancy, protects that decision from state interference. But the new ballot language flipped that, claiming the amendment would, quote, always allow an unborn child to be aborted if in the treatment physician's determination the abortion is necessary to protect the pregnant woman's life or health. It also, the amendment, protects multiple categories of reproductive decisions, including contraception, fertility treatment, continuing pregnancy, miscarriage care, and abortion. But the altered ballot language only lists abortion. While the amendment uses the medical term fetus, the new ballot language has substituted unborn child, phrasing that inserts personal views regarding the beginning of life. Again, this is political malpractice. And unfortunately, Amy, they got away with it, but they didn't when the voters actually went to the ballot.
Yeah, they got away with it because the Supreme Court, we now list whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. I'm not sure why a judge should be a Republican or a Democrat, but we list that. And so people vote down the ticket that way. I think people are going to think twice about that because nobody thought that language was good. If you actually wanted the truth. Now, if you didn't want the truth, that language looked really good to you because it was politicized. It was meant to pull at your heartstrings. And every English teacher I know would say, how can the summary be longer than the actual amendment? Just put the amendment there. But they didn't want
that. That's crazy.
The word summary kind of comes into play on this rather than detailed explanation. So where do you go from here? You've already alluded to the 2024 elections for legislature. Are people back to having to raise money for legal challenges to all of this as well? Where do you go after your 5 hours of peace and quiet before things got crazy again?
Well, certainly you have a party because I think we, deserve that. But yeah, the money doesn't stop, right? There's already in the works from the Democrats a bill to repeal a lot of the laws. And in fact, Attorney General Yost was kind enough to put out a document saying which laws he thought could be repealed based on the amendment, even though the opposition has said that nothing can be repealed. We actually have a document from our attorney general that says what could be repealed. And so that's a great place to start building some legislation. Now, do we think that legislation is gonna, swiftly go through committee and to the floor and be passed? I mean, that would be what should happen, right? Based on the people passing an amendment, but I don't think any of us think that's gonna happen. So we realize we're gonna have to use the courts and we're gonna have to hope that the courts actually do the right thing.
And I suppose for you and for Dr. Lyerly, as members of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, these ACOG meetings and briefings are, not going to get any easier, Kristen.
No, but we're ready. Mm-hmm. We are undeterred. We know that we've been fighting this our whole career. And, frankly, for Dr. Amy and myself, this was an issue when we got into medicine. It has continued to decay. And now we are in this situation where we're finally feeling like we can do something about this. So this victory in Ohio is a huge victory, but there's so much more to do. But we're battle ready. And, we stand with the people. We know that what the people want. We sit in exam rooms with our patients and hear their stories. So it's incumbent upon us as physicians who care for people and families to get out there and use our voices and to compete on the stage that politicians have brought this issue to.
Kristen Lyerly and Dr. Amy Burkett, thank you so very much for this update. I wish it was under better circumstances, but as we've said repeatedly here, the people are on your side. So good luck. Amy, thank you again.
Thanks.
All right. And Kristen, you have a great day. We'll see you for Hometown Health on Thursday.
Can't wait.
All right. Terry Bell, Civic Media News Director, has three things you need to know to start the week. Right after this, you're up north. In a couple of years, they have built
a home, sweet home. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The Todd Alma Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
That would be where Chad Holmes would normally come in, and while we await his arrival, it's also the theme that you have for his show of 8 to 10 weekdays on Bull Falls Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I love Genesis. I love Genesis.
Well, that's a good thing that Chad picked it then, because Chad, you missed it, but Greg thinks your theme song has a good beat and you can dance to it, because he was. So, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. You're definitely between seasons here, where there's still one or two final duties for fall left, but winter high school sports, they're getting ready to go quickly.
Oh, yeah. They start tonight.
They start tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what are you doing specifically?
I am doing marathon high school girls basketball tonight. Season opener. Earliest night you can start.
Okay.
On the schedule, and then I have Newman on Thursday and Wausau West on Friday. So for the next 4 or 5 months, I'm going to be bouncing my head off a lot of walls here because I didn't need sleep. But no, it's so much fun. It's really looking forward to it. It's, you know, it gets me through the winters. I'll tell you that much. I'm not much of a skier or anything else, even with the Granite Peak right behind me. So.
Oh no, I'm the same way. When people say, "What is your favorite winter recreational activity?" I say, "There's a hot tub right outside the deck here," and that's
you have a hot tub.
I do. I thought maybe you were gasping again that I didn't engage in any winter sports here. Greg's been very judgmental today. I don't like pickles. He was very upset about that.
I didn't say anything about tofu, did I? I didn't say anything about tofu.
So where are you on tofu, Greg?
Love it.
This is why this is going to work with me and Greg. With your spouse, you kind of want to be on the same page here, but Greg and I will truly be the yin and the yang of early morning radio.
You're welcome, Civic Media.
So we got that going for us, which is nice. Hey, Chad, for you list all these games and you're doing sometimes on the Civic Media app. I think Bull Falls Radio is the only station that has I'm probably wrong, but multiple streams. Like there can be three different streams because you're following all these different games. What's the best way for people to figure out, you know, what you're covering up there on any given night? Is it, on your Twitter feed? Is it somewhere else?
I think, you know, connect with me on Facebook or on Instagram or on Threads or on Twitter. I try to keep everything up to speed. And also if you go to bullfallsradio.com, if you click on the sports link, we have a schedule there as well. So I think those are probably the best ways. I try to make sure that we stay on top of things as best as we can. But sometimes it gets the head spinning a little bit.
Well, I was going to say, how long has it been? When was the last time where you were about to head out the door and you either stopped and said, "Wait, where am I going?" Or you assumed you were going one place and you caught yourself before you went to the wrong school?
As I get older, that happens when I wake up in the morning wondering what day it is and where I'm going that night and whether or not I got – there are days where it's like, you know, on the weekend I'm thinking, oh, holy cow, I'm late for work. You know, mm-hmm. as I get older, it's just crazy. But you're right. There are times you have to think. You have to literally think mm-hmm. and miss an exit. When I'm driving somewhere, I miss an exit going to the wrong school. It's, like, it's craziness. But it scares me a little bit because, I mean, I need to stay very, very sharp here.
In that same vein, when I was running for Congress in 2012 and right near the end of the campaign, you sometimes, you know, stay because it's a big district. And so you'll stay in the little hotels or, you know, some other places. And yeah, there came that time when I woke up in the middle of the night or early in the morning, it was pitch dark and I had no idea where I was. None. It was up the road from you there. I think it's Tomahawk. It's like an American or something like that. That's where I was. I'm like, I am in a small motel in Tomahawk. And I could not think of that when I woke up. This campaign needs to be over soon. And the voter said, yes, Pat, your campaign does need to be over soon.
Pat, go home.
That took care of that.
Go back to your hot tub.
That's right. And instead, you know, we got Sean Duffy and his wife, Rachel, who I bring up just to say that Rachel Campos Duffy, who says more things than we could possibly track and why give it any publicity. But John Oliver this Sunday night ran an endless stream of clips of Rachel Duffy saying, my husband, the congressman, my husband was like, did you know my husband was in Congress? My husband was in Congress.
But Sean and Rachel were on a reality show that I watched as a kid. And then one day I just
saw
The Real World. Yep. And I saw that and I'm like, that's not the same. What? And then you find out I was so disappointed. And they have like 12 kids.
They're all there. And they're doing their darndest to keep Newman Catholic here in Wausau.
No doubt about that. Even as they continue, you know, cashing those Fox News paychecks and everything else that comes
in,
you know, good for them. What are you talking about on your show there these days, Mr. Holmes?
Of news last night, Pat, last night, the Wausau School Board reversed the merger of Wausau East and Wausau.
Whoa. There's some breaking news.
Whoa.
Massive news. I was surprised. It is really something. So I'm going to be spending a lot of time talking about that today. And on lighter fare, I have three cast members from DC Everts and their weekend musical coming up. So we're going to have the seriousness on the school side. And then later on in this program, we're going to have three incredibly talented young people come in and talk about a production of Catch Me If You Can that's coming to DC Everts this weekend.
So everything else about the consolidation plan with the elementary and the middle school, that's all staying the same?
What happened is, yes, at this point, because there was a proposal put out by Pat McKee, a school board member, to stop the consolidation. But in order to get the votes, it ended up being a 5-4 vote last night. He had to say it was only at this point for the high school that they're going to keep East and West separate. They're going to keep the middle schools the way they are. And at this point, they're going to discuss further the elementary school. So it is craziness. It is really... I don't know in terms of whether or not the superintendent's going to be able to continue in his position because he was very upset that this proposal was coming up, let alone that it was being passed. So there's, I think, going to be it's almost back to square one as far as I can tell.
It's awfully close, if not all the way there. So much to follow. Chad's got it on Bull Falls Radio right after this program. If you're not near the Wausau area, then get yourself over to civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Give a listen or subscribe to it as a podcast and listen on demand. Chad, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Greg, as always, my great thanks for, you know, being are you the yang or the yin?
Well, you be whatever you want to be. And so if you want to be the yin, I'll be the yang.
Okay,
that's like how it. I'm here to have support you.
It's going on the business cards. All right, Earl Ingram is coming up on many of the other Civic Media radio stations. Coming up next, Stephanie Miller in Madison, James and the Gang in Wisconsin Rapids. Again, you can follow what we do at Up North News at upnorthnewswi.com. Sign up for our newsletter there as well. Remember, wherever you are, all of Wisconsin is America's true up north. We're glad you could be with us for a while up here on the lake. Have a great Tuesday. See you tomorrow.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, Refreshed. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News,